Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boynton reporting. My guest today is none other than the executive director of the National Council of Negro Women, Janice Mathis. How are you?
Well, Sister Boynton, I'm doing just fine. I'm delighted to be in Atlanta today.
Let's talk about the Georgia election. The election for Georgia governor, we see that Stacey Abrams has decided to move on, but saying, I'm going to sue you, because there were problems in the state when it comes to elections. First and foremost, how do you see the election? What's your overview of the Georgia election for governor?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate Stacey Abrams for running a remarkable, historically significant campaign. There was hardly a misstep. And I want to congratulate the women of Georgia, especially the black women of Georgia, who stood and carried Stacey on her shoulders to all 159 counties of the state. That was part of the genius of her campaign. She didn't ignore any of Georgia's 159 counties, especially those cities like Athens, Augusta, Savannah, Macon, big cities outside of 285 that she paid particular attention to. In terms of why the candidacy did not prevail, I have to agree with what I heard Stacey say, was that democracy failed. She didn't fail, the campaign didn't fail, the voters didn't fail to turn out. But the democratic systems and structures of how we conduct elections failed her, and ultimately failed the people of Georgia, because she would have been a remarkable governor. And I hope that her political career continues.
What is the community to do now?
Redouble our efforts. Same things that our forebears did. We think that we're living through difficult times, but I hope that we would look back to 1876, Tilden Hayes Compromise, 1896, Plessy versus Ferguson. Our people have been through much worse than this. And this is really a hopeful sign. We've never had a black woman come this close to being governor of Georgia before. But we'll never be able to say that again, will we? History was made, and Georgia was permanently changed.
And when it comes to the future, politically speaking, African-American women like a Stacey Abrams, what are we to do now in terms of bringing them up, shining the light on them, and putting them out there to be elected?
I think that they're going to do that on their own. It reminds me of the post-1988 era when Jesse Jackson ran for president. Many people who are active in politics today got their start in the wake of the Jesse Jackson campaigns. We're seeing now the wake of the Barack Obama years. And there's not going to be one thing that us or anybody else can do to stop that. It's a remarkable and wonderful. All we got to do is get out of the way, write checks, give advice when it's asked for, and they're going to propel themselves.
Janice Mathis, Executive Director of the National Council of Negro Women, thank you for your time.
Thank you for what you do to keep us informed and connected.
My pleasure. I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.